get started.
All right, welcome CFIO. This is officially our first ever podcast. So don't cut off yet. I got Coach Brian, Coach Brandon, Coach Alyssa with me.
Hey guys.
That's the order that we're sitting, not order of importance, just the order that we're
That's
around.
Right.
So we're just coming to you. We're excited about doing this. We're going to see how it goes and try to do this leading up to the Open. It will be sent out every Monday, so you can listen as you drive to work or whatever works best for you. I like to clean the gym and listen to podcasts, so maybe you can come clean the gym and listen to the podcast.
Are you going to listen to your own podcast as you clean the gym?
Absolutely not. But anyway, we just wanted to come and just have a good time with you guys. So grab some coffee or SFH or Avocare shake and sit back and hang out.
Then the intro music would play right here.
Actually, cling, cling, barbells. So anyway, we don't know where we're necessarily going with this. But I hope everybody's excited about the Open, and I want my coaches just to jump in. I feel like I'm having to lead this. We have the Open coming up. Brandon, when's the Open coming up?
So the first announced workout will be announced February 23rd on Thursday, and then we're starting our Friday Night Lights February 24th, Friday night, 6 p.m. Hopefully we'll be done by 8, but just depending on whatever Castro throws our way, we have no idea how long the workout's going to last. So it's kind of the unknown and unknowable that we've got ahead of us.
A lot of fun watching those announcements on the web. You know, whenever I watch them, Kylie and I would sit there and try to figure out the most efficient way to do anything that they're doing. When you see the best athletes in the world completing the WOD, it's like, all right, we got to do this now. So that's pretty exciting. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I can't wait to have my first experience with you guys here at CFIO in my new community. It's going to be awesome. It was awesome in New York. It's going to be even better, you know, here. I know it. I can tell already.
Are we planning a watch party here that Thursday night?
Yeah, I was going to say, Brandon brought it up. I think we could do a watch party here. So we bring out maybe the projector. If not, we'll have the two screens going on, but we can watch it together. So more details on that.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it too, because I remember last year that was the big thing, like with Rob and I, just like in our household, like coming home, we would always do like the 5:30 workouts on Thursday, and then we would get home and be like, okay, we got to get back so we can watch the announcement. Like, it's just kind of, it's fun to get involved in that part of it too. It kind of like creates anticipation for the workout the next day.
But you don't sleep that night.
Oh, that's right. No, that's
you know,
true.
You know what's coming your way.
Yeah, so we'll probably do the first announcement here. But if you're like me, when the Panthers are playing, I can't stand to go to a restaurant and watch my team play. So I will probably, after that, every other announcement, I'll be at my house by myself screaming at Dave Castro.
It's been kind of fun looking at the board every day, seeing what people are writing on the board of things they want to see and things they don't want to see. And thank you to all my pistol friends, because I don't want to see them. I appreciate someone else writing that up there, because that is going to be a disaster. If you were here last Saturday, you heard me screaming when I was trying to do pistols. And, of course, my partner Rob was laughing at me as I was doing those pistols.
I think your coach was nervous yeah. the entire time. If I remember that correctly.
I was having a hard time doing my interviews for New U because I kept seeing not reach depth. And they were like, what are you looking at?
Appreciate it.
He literally told me to go away.
So, you know, hey, what are you guys looking to see? What are you wanting? If you've not put it down on the board out front where the fit aids are, write out what you want to see happen. Dave Castro may take that in consideration when he's planning out 17.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4.
Is he stopping by again this year?
I think so. We've been in communication. And Dave, if you're listening to this, buddy, I heart you. I'm always double liking, double clicking your Instagram. So, you know, talking about the Open, that was probably the funnest thing that we've ever done. We do here. Most of our client stories, when we ask, hey, what's your best memory? A lot of them are the CFIO Open. If you're not super competitive, then great. Because as I look at the belt, you know, there's still some pain, you know, associated with the belt. But the team that won last year, man, they just won. They won because they put a lot of work in. They also won because they were extremely fun.
They were the most fun team.
They were one of the most fun teams. I'm excited to take the belt. I'm not actually going to take the belt.
Well, I'm a little disappointed because last year the coaching staff were on different teams, and we're all on different teams. And there was it was very subjective when we had to decide best spirit and best photo and all that. So now that we've kind of taken ourselves out of the selection process and are able to objectively now decide who's the best spirit and best photo and all that.
Thank you, Brian. Your phone
really is. Sorry, California's calling me. They're looking for a new coach.
There's the lull.
There's the lull.
Yep. So, hey, we're back.
I just wanted to say, too, we do have, like, a lot of new members coming in, especially people that maybe are, like, a little nervous to sign up for the Open just because they're not even quite sure, like, what it is or how it works yet. But, I mean, it's definitely worth it. And even if it's something you don't quite understand until we, you know, get into it, maybe you do that first workout on Friday night. It's just, like, a really good part to get – or a good way, I should say, to get, like, involved in the community and really kind of – reach out to people, get to know people that maybe you haven't met or haven't gotten close to yet because maybe you're just a newer member. So definitely just keep that in mind and sign up because it's definitely going to be worth it. It'll be a good time.
That's a great way. Tell us, like, what does Friday nights look like for those that are brand new, that are asking the question, like, I'm not competitive, I'm going to bring my team down. What answer some of those questions?
I mean, the biggest thing is it's just like any other workout that you're going to do here, especially if you are nervous about team workouts or anything like that. And like you said, like, I'm just going to slow my team down. As far as our scoring standards are concerned for points with the Open, as long as you do the workout and give your 100%, your team gets a point for your activity in the workout. You know, it doesn't matter who's the top scorer or bottom scorer or anything like that. If you had to scale movements for an injury or scale movements for, you know, not being able to do a muscle up or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You're part of the community and you're coming in and having fun and great time. And Friday nights, I mean, it's almost like a party. It's pretty hectic for us because we're running around and changing weights and making sure everyone's safe. And but otherwise, it's just a party. We're having a great time. It's a hard workout. It's guaranteed to be a hard workout. It's going to be difficult and challenging, but it's worth it in the end. And I always have a blast doing it.
But it's scalable for anybody. So don't forget, anybody can do the workout, whatever it is, because there's scaled versions for the last 3 years. It's going to be scaled versions. So it's anybody can do any workout just like you can here.
Absolutely. I mean, Brandon, what you scaled what? 5 out of 5?
Every single one.
So, I mean, if Brandon can do it, guys, anybody can do it. Right, B?
Sure thing.
And then we have an after party. That's fun.
Who's planning that?
Brandon. Have you met Brandon yet? We have the after party. So we normally let the team captains pick that night where we're going. And then maybe I'll pick one since we only have 4 captains. Hey, Brandon, who's the captains?
Are we releasing that now?
Well, you know, this is going to be, today is Monday.
Oh, well, we've already, we've already announced it. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it online, your team captains this year, and we don't have all the team names. I'd love to release it with the team names, but Dana Baumgartel. I just butchered her last name, I'm sure.
Let's go Dana.
Dana. Dana is team captain in no particular order. Team captain number 1. Team captain number 2, Trisha Downey. Team captain Woo! Number 3, Stephen Shownuff Branch.
Shownuff.
And team captain number 4, Matt Costin.
Oh boy.
Is going to be your last team captain. So 4, not last, like in...
No, he's last.
Okay,
he's
fair enough. Fair enough. But these are your 4 team captains. And so here's the process of what we do. You've seen the sign-up board in the foyer. You've put your name on it, nickname, favorite CrossFit movement. We've used your registration there to draft you onto a team. So the 4 team captains and the coaching staff went out Saturday and drafted each person onto a team. So they selected you, not necessarily based on your athletic ability, but based on your, is fun ability a word? Fun ability is not a word, but like
no, fun ability is
fun
not
level,
a word.
your excitement, your enjoyability to be
it's
around.
It's kind of like when I do text and that, says, do you want to add this word to your dictionary?
There's not, so there's not autocorrect for there's no autocorrect for podcasts. No, they drafted you and selected you based on whether or not they want you to be on their team. We're going to release later this week the scoring standards for the workout. So you not only will you do the workout, but there are other things that your team's going to get points for. We've talked about spirit, best photo of the night. We'll have a certain amount of points. If someone can guess the workout, it's never been done here. But if someone can guess the workout before it's announced, we'll give a certain amount of points away for that as well. Last year, we learned a lot on how to run this efficiently. So we're hoping to apply and make it even 10 times better this year. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's take, we got four. So best memory from the Open last year that involved Dana. Somebody grab that one.
Involved Dana?
Oh, Alyssa's got one.
Okay, yeah. Just her making it through that workout. You guys have to remind me which one it was, but with the rowing.
16.4.
Yes.
I know
and
exactly
then just,
which
like,
one. She had like a skirt on or something.
Yes.
Right?
It was like an Irish bartending costume.
Yes, she killed it in that. But she just like killed it on the rower, and man, and she just like tried so hard for the last few minutes to get up on the wall. Like,
Dana.
Yes, Dana.
We're
going
to get some handstand push-ups this year, girl.
She just, like, killed it, and she just, like, worked so hard. It was just really inspiring to see her, like, those last few minutes just not quit.
What was so cool, though, is we retested that workout in August, mm-hmm. and I remember her getting off the rower even faster than she did in April, or excuse me, not April, but February last year. So within just a few short months, she got off the rower faster. Still didn't get the handstand push-up, but got so much closer.
Yeah.
So I'm really rooting for Dana to get her first handstand push-up.
Those legs, Dana. Those legs, girl.
First handstand push-up.
Yeah, those are awesome. I'm out.
And we're back.
And we're back. We were struggling to figure out something for Matt Costin, but I think Brandon's got something.
I will say, and I don't know if Matt would appreciate me saying this on the air or not, but Matt was relatively new when he started CrossFit Inside Out when we had the games. And I don't know where he found the confidence to come in when you guys bought fireworks and dressed up as professional wrestlers, and he had the tassels on the pants. And as the fireworks are going off 20 minutes after we were supposed to start, the entire team rushes in, and Matt Costin jumps on a box and starts dancing in front of everybody. All these people, he has no idea who they are.
I love it.
It was great. I don't know if you'd appreciate me saying that about him, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, he
we'll put that video in the show notes.
Absolutely. Love it. Yeah, and Trisha, I was thinking about Trisha. Wow, she's got such a great story even going to this Open. Dude, I read on there on a podcast, instead of tapping the desk, that you could do a pin.
You can still hear it.
Sorry. So Trisha coming in dressed up still was awesome for the wrestling. But I think the best part was when she was cleaning, and we had to clean the gym floor after her. That was pretty awesome when she was doing the squat cleans. She went for it, so that was pretty good.
She's had an amazing year, too. I mean, I'm excited to see her come in as a team captain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, only knowing Steven for 6 months, I can imagine he must have been very reserved during the Open, very quiet, probably didn't talk to many people, and he probably... His phone, he probably didn't even bring his phone with him, so he wasn't involved in any sort of social media stuff during the course of the Open. So I imagine he wasn't a very good teammate at all. I don't know how he's going to be a captain because he's so quiet and he's so introverted. He doesn't really talk to anybody.
No, he's relying on best back.
Got it.
To win. You've never seen Shonoff's back. Shonoff, take your shirt off.
What's up, kid?
Show everybody your back. That baby's got back, but yeah. So I'm excited. So let's talk about as coaches, what are we dreading being in the Open? We know Brian's, you know, he's really worried about the
pistols.
Yep,
for sure, pistols.
But Brian, tell us what else.
Well, the pistols, I think, is the biggest thing, and the thing that I'm working on the most is trying to string together chest to bars or string together, muscle ups of some sort. For every year since 2011, there has been chest to bars in the Open, and every year since 2011, there have been muscle ups, either ring or bar, in the Open. So my biggest challenge is stringing them together. I can get singles, but between now and February 23rd, not only will I be working on my ankle mobility, but also on stringing together those two gymnastic movements. It's a shame that there's no clinic or anything that we're going to have between now and then. So we'll see.
More information on that to come, Brian. We'll help you get your pistols.
Got it.
I would say for me, if I see the thruster burpee workout again, I've done that workout twice and have cried both times. Didn't get any better last year when we did that. I was sat in the back room at 9 p.m. Thursday night and did it and cried halfway through it. I'm really sad that all the coaches are going to work out before the 6 p.m. Start. And so what I'm not looking forward to is not being a part of the big, like, excitement and working out with everybody else around. So we need all of you guys, if you're listening to this now, we need all of you to show up at 5 so we can get the excitement going for us to work out. Yeah, because I absolutely need
that.
That's
going to be awesome by ourselves.
I need that energy.
Yeah. And we also, speaking of sitting in the back room and crying, we have a good playlist for that. I have a couple of things in mind.
Leave my PR songs alone.
Were you finished with your movements?
Oh, I am now.
Okay. Sorry. So, guys, I going off of what Brian said, kind of pull-ups for sure. Just chest bar or even, like, working on muscle-ups because I have a bar muscle-up or two here and there, but definitely not consistent with those. So that's something I need to work on, I know, leading up to the Open. And then double unders, I think.
Wow, Matt doesn't even have bar muscle-ups.
Yeah, I know. He's captain. Come on. But now, also, double unders, I think we all know they're not exactly my favorite. I kind of silently just sob every time they're in the workout. I just die a little inside. So I need to work on those a little bit. But that's it for me. How about you?
You know, I feel pretty good about everything.
Great.
I'm, you know.
You're shooting for regionals this year, right?
Well, with just everything going on at CFI, I don't think I'm going to be able to put the extra 30 minutes in a day to get to regionals, but
because that's all it takes.
Yeah, absolutely, that and a case of Fit Aid. So we got plenty of Fit Aid, but no, I think for me, you know, we were talking about before the show just how we get a certain movement, and then we're so quick to kind of just stop it and not work on it again, and it's crazy. But my double unders, like when I get the most nervous when there's a workout with double unders, just because sometimes I can be so inconsistent with them. So I think for me, as simple as it sounds, it's just that double under, you know, because you're under pressure, there's time on the, you know, there's always going to be something else involved with it. So
I heard they're going to be triple unders this year.
Triple under. Yeah, I can do triple unders.
All right, good.
But I can't do double unders. So yeah, probably, honestly, the biggest thing would be double unders. I am kind of excited. Hopefully there'll be some more muscle ups. I know there'll be muscle ups. That's fun. But
what new movement you think we might see this year that we've never seen?
I've guessed pistols every year. That's been my assumption, that Castro's going to throw in pistols or something weird. I don't think we'll see anything new this year. I'm going to go ahead and lay it on.
Everybody's saying assault bike. I don't think we're going to see assault bikes in there. If we do,
we
I'll order them. But I don't think we're going to see them.
Same day shipping.
Are you prepared to build a pegboard?
You know, that's what I was going to say. Probably the only other thing I'm a little concerned about is my pegboard inverted. Mm. I can do it normal, but inverted is difficult to do. But that's about it. I think we're going to see some repeats. Mm. So, speaking of that, Brian, real quick, tell us some of the things that have been repeated or that we're guaranteed probably to see.
Well, every year since 2011, toes to bar. Every year since 2011, some form of muscle up. Every year from 2011, some form of chest to bar. Every year since 2011, some sort of snatch. Every year, 2011, some thruster has been in there. Double unders have been in there every year since the beginning. Next most popular movements are deadlift. There's only been 1 year without deadlifts. There's only been 1 year without some form of a pull-up. They're likely coming as well. So we can track all this good stuff, and we should know what's coming, and we need to be prepared to help you guys and to help ourselves for you. There's a couple of these charts on the book face that's out there. Of course, I did my research because I don't really know how to look through the book face, but Chad told me today that I didn't have to do anything, and everything was there on the Gramstagram and the book face.
You're so old.
Instagram and book face.
Appreciate that. I am in the master's division, so.
And we're back.
This is going to be one of those things where we do 100 of these and listen to this one again and just be super embarrassed.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it'll only get better, hopefully.
Progress, not perfection.
Yeah, so there's a ton of things that are coming up. I think one of the best things about the way that CrossFit's evolved, though, is for the longest time, there wasn't a scaled version. So they would take double unders and put it towards the end, or they would take muscle ups and put it towards the end. So meaning you would have to do a certain amount of work before you got to the double unders or a certain amount of work before you got the muscle ups. I think now that they've added the scaled version, you know, single unders are going to take place of double. You know, jumping pull-ups instead of regular chest-to-bar, regular pull-ups. So there's a lot of great things that I think have involved more community. I want to say the first time the Open ran, there was like, I think the number, I might be a little high, but like 40,000 people signed up for the Open. Last year it was like 360,000 people. So that's pretty awesome to see just more people involved. But it's cool to see that you can still scale it and get a great workout in and still be involved in the community aspect. However, scaling obviously always, or rexing always trumps scaling in the sense of the scoreboard for the Open, both in our intramural Open as well as the Open in general, because you get placed on a regular leaderboard. So we have some cool things coming up. We have a free mobility clinic that's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, if this is released on Monday, you'll probably listen to this either on Monday night or Tuesday morning.
Yep, so it's on Tuesday. So we'll say tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Brandon's doing that. It's absolutely free. And then we're going to release the rest of them. We have some gymnastics. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Alyssa?
Yeah, so basically, guys, we're going to have a good solid hour, and we're going to be working on progressions for pull-ups, so kipping pull-ups, maybe even adding some chest-to-bar in there, since, as Brian said, those were in a lot of the previous Opens in the previous years leading up to this, and then we will be doing toes-to-bar as well, and then we'll be practicing handstand push-ups, so don't worry if you guys don't have any of those movements yet. We're going to really break those down and kind of just talk about progressions that will kind of you guys can work on to get you there to that full movement.
Alyssa, I have pull-ups and muscle-ups. Do I need to attend this clinic? Would that help me in any way?
Yes, Brandon. I'm so glad that you asked. Yes, you guys, definitely. Even if you have some of these movements down and you feel like you're pretty efficient at them, you can always get better. You can always use some more room to improve, especially speaking of efficiency, just moving forward, going into the Open. That's really a big thing that we're going to be focusing on and just kind of getting better at the movements that you already do have. So this is for everybody.
Cool. And the cool thing about it is they're probably going to be around on a Tuesday. We're going to have three, so one free and then three other ones, and they're not going to be very expensive. You can actually purchase all three and get a discount, or you can just purchase the ones that you need. But we have gymnastics. Brian, what else we have?
I'm going to run a barbell clinic, and we're going to go over some barbell movements, not only the proper way for those barbell movements, but also efficiency in those barbell movements. If you think about last year, we had snatches, very lightweight in those snatches, along with the muscle-ups. And if you weren't moving efficiently with those snatches, as efficiently as possible, you didn't even get a chance to get very far in that particular workout. So we're going to go over proper movements. We'll likely hit, you know, the snatch, the clean and jerk, maybe a deadlift, because that was very common as well over the course of the years. And we'll talk about not only the proper movements, but also how to move quickly and efficiently during the course of a WOD. So that should be fun. I'm psyched for that.
And then the last one?
Yeah, the last one, we're going to work on your double unders and rowing efficiency.
Yep.
So it'll be fun. You'll have a great time. A lot of people are starting to learn how to get double unders. And again, I mean, if you have double unders, but you're just not great at them, continue working. So, Nick, how are you going to end us out?
Yep. So with that, we'll bring more details on, you know, the prices and exactly what's coming with that. But along with when you do the clinic, you're also going to get a Thursday. Right now, open gyms from 6:30 to 1. But I'm thinking about if you sign up for that clinic, we'll open it up all day Thursday until the evening so that you can come in and actually practice. Your coach is going to give you tips and homework to do so that leading you can continue doing it every Thursday. If you're serious about it, you won't sign up for the Thursday WOD, but you'll come in on that anytime during those times that we have set aside to work on the homework that they give you. So we're super excited. Brandon actually had to step out and coach the Tuesday class. Anyway, I think that's it. Anybody else got anything?
That's it. We're good. Get excited about the open, guys. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Woo! All right. To like this podcast, we appreciate you to subscribe to this podcast. Excuse me. We want you to subscribe. Subscribe to your mom, your grandma, your brother, your neighbor, and have a good time. Awesome. That's it.
You want to have like a back scene?
Brandon, don't edit that out.
Is this thing still on? By the way, what's a podcast? Where?
Woohoo! First ever. We got the barbell dropping.
What does subscribe mean?
That was 44 minutes long. That was so fun, though.
I feel like we all have good personalities. We're going to be really fun.
Oh, it's going to be great if we get in here and get some coffee and just... if we just need a time, like a...
Get a timer. You got to put a timer on.
Well, when I was reading old podcasts, they're like, you need to come in with an exact plan, but then be open to be.
Yeah.
But like, okay, here's what we want to hit.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was. Thanks for staying and doing that.
Yeah, I got to go now.
All right, see you.
Okay, bye.
Gosh, it wasn't recording.
You're lying.